Yeah, you did. So the sound is on, yeah.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock. This is the Municipal Budget Committee. Today's November 18th, and so I'll call the meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Now, once again, I'm going to remind everybody, and I'm probably the worst to say your name before we speak, so that the...
I know, because there was no, like, pickup on any of that.
Right.
Oh.
It doesn't learn your voice.
No.
No, even if it knows you in the beginning, it doesn't.
It forgets you later on.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Don't worry, I said the pledge of the way.
Okay.
Excellent.
I think we stuck
you
over
here. Yeah, I think you're way up there, Ryan.
Okay, so the first thing we'll do is approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
Except for we don't have them.
Yeah, I gave you, everybody has a copy.
Oh.
Yeah, she had them over there, see it.
Oh, all right.
Here, there's the agenda and the minutes. Oh, and then, you know, you have to change this to approve and send it to the webmaster.
And how do I send it to the webmaster?
You can send it to me, and I'll send it to the webmaster.
Okay.
If you want.
All right.
Just approve minutes when you make any changes.
Okay.
And then just don't forget.
Because
right. I think that's easy to forget to do.
Well, yeah.
Because you did the big part.
Yeah.
Okay. Any changes or corrections to the minutes? Well, this is Lynn speaking. I have a couple. Just spelling. Let me see. Oh, and the pages don't have numbers on them.
Okay.
So.
All right. Page numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
My copy, I put page numbers on it. So.
All right.
I'm going to refer to page numbers.
All right.
Okay. I'm page one at the bottom, Jeff Wiebold.
Okay.
I have to stick now. Wiebold. I'm pretty sure. Let me just be sure.
I can look it up, can't we?
Yeah, he's a road agent.
Yeah, I can look it up.
I know, am I cramping your stuff?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm just spread out.
W-U-E, that's one B.
W-U-E-B-O-L-T. Okay.
Yeah, you might check, but I'm pretty sure that's right.
I'll check it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then somebody else's name here. Oh, page 3, the second paragraph, the Byrd Memorial Fund is with
B-Y-R-D. I got this. The Smith thing.
You got all the Smiths, yeah.
All right, second paragraph?
Where are we? The third page, second paragraph. And then at the end, this is where it didn't.
So it didn't.
It didn't.
You're right.
Recount.
It didn't. No.
It didn't say your motion. It didn't say that you. It says, you know, we talked about it,
yeah.
but you made a motion and we voted.
Yes. Yeah. I'll listen to it and.
Okay.
We do
so I remember
we just add it now.
Susan made the motion. I don't remember who. Did anybody remember seconding it?
I don't know that.
I think I did.
Yeah,
you think Bill? Okay,
think
so re-listen.
Bill seconded it.
To
well, it says here a motion is for the
because I
attorney.
Know we all voted.
Yeah, but I don't remember what the vote was.
I think it was unanimous.
I think.
No,
no,
you said
no.
You said
yeah,
you had to vote with the selectmen.
It was essentially. I think
right.
It was a no.
I think it.
No, I think it was
it
a yes.
No, it was
yes.
A yes. Susan
I
made the motion.
I think I was the only one. Who
and I think Susan,
yeah.
This Sue was the only
yeah.
one who voted against
oh, all right.
it.
I'm thinking because Brenda made a couple of motions.
Oh
but
yeah,
they
yeah.
didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
So what was the final total?
The amount.
Five.
Okay.
We brought it down to a 5% increase. Down.
So the amount was $4,166,059, and I thought we said that. I'm pretty sure we said that.
I feel
yeah,
like we did,
did,
but you're right.
I wrote it down, and I think you figured it out.
He was getting
and then,
tired by the end of it.
No, but I think you said that, too.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did, because we said that was the amount.
All right, so I'll redo, I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
I'll transcribe it from the voice, because it didn't pick up. I was reading through, and I'm like,
I kept reading, waiting for that portion where we voted, and I never got there.
And it wasn't out, and I looked, I think, I'll redo it.
Okay, just, everything else was pretty much, I think.
So when I redo it, is it still unapproved?
No, you redo it, and then you send it, you see it's approved.
Okay.
Because we approved it with corrections.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, it doesn't have to be approved again.
And you made the motion, and somebody else approved, or seconded it.
No, Susan made the motion.
I said no.
Oh, okay.
And Bill seconded it.
Okay.
And then I think we all voted in favor, except for Sue.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And two people were missing, so that was 6-1. Because, Steph wasn't here, and,
Josh.
And Josh
wasn't here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So I think it was 6-1.
Okay, all right. And then I will just forward them to...
And then just send them to me, and I'll send them to everybody.
All right.
But I'll also send them to the webmaster.
All right.
Okay. Are there any other changes or corrections to the minutes?
I have a question, and so when it says, when we say things like, motions proposed to cut $39,000 from the police department's budget, I maybe should be way overthinking this. Should it say, cut $39,000 from the proposed increase to the police department budget? Someone reading the minutes, I'm almost afraid that they would see that and think, why are you cutting so much from our police budget?
Hmm. Yes, the proposed.
Proposed.
It should always say proposed.
I mean, it would almost, I guess the next time we bring up a motion like that, whoever brings it up should almost say, instead of cutting $39,000 from the police budget, we should say propose an increase of $60,000 rather than $105,000 or whatever it might be.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of someone reading through the minutes and...
Okay, but we have to record what was actually said.
Yeah, you're right.
Not what we should have been saying.
Gotcha.
But you can correct, you can say
what
I meant to say.
Yeah.
Something to think of
moving
forward.
Well, no, you're right, but we should, That was Ryan, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I'm trying to remember today.
It didn't really pick up on that.
Oh, really?
No, it does. It has names in here.
Well, it had Carla.
It had Carla.
But Andrea.
It had me at the beginning.
Yes, but Andrea didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was relatively efficient to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Okay. Any other changes or corrections? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as corrected?
I'll make the motion.
Ryan makes the motion. Is there a second? Bill seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll abstain.
And Steph abstains because she wasn't here. Okay.
So 6-1 abstain.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now let's take a look at the school budget. There weren't any additional questions about the town budget that I saw that were unresolved.
Was there any response from any department about cutting 3%? About cutting 3% from the proposed budget?
I wouldn't have any idea.
I think that would be asking you that question, but you haven't...
Yeah, we haven't met that, and I haven't seen anything in the sign folder or anything yet.
Andrea may or may not have sent out a notification, but...
I didn't cut it from wherever, right? It's up to the selectmen to cut the funds from wherever.
Yeah, it's up to them.
But we asked the budget. I mean, the department has.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of there.
Yeah, but we don't know anything yet.
We don't know anything.
Okay, so here's our school budget.
What the heck, Stephanie?
Oh, I know. It's looking good, huh? Even the default.
So,
you don't have to put that in the minutes. AI, that was Susan Young.
So, first of all, I wanted to check. I don't have a section 4. Does anybody?
I do. I wrote that down.
The section 4 is missing.
So section 4.
Well, it's the salaries.
The whole thing. Yeah.
So on page 1, on the actual budget, it has the salary changes. but you would like section four?
Yeah, I think that might be helpful.
Well, four is the changes.
Yeah, but it also shows on the detail pages.
Oh, the amount, yeah, I guess, yeah, and the percent. And Stephanie, I am blind, but I cannot read this.
Which one?
I mean, I have two pairs of glasses I'll be putting on when we go through it, but...
We're talking about this one.
Number.
Yeah. It's really...
Number two, yeah.
Even if we could tape it, if they could make it a little bit bigger and tape, I don't mind taping another.
24 by 36. Full sheets.
Oh, no, that'll cost us money. No. This is good. It will, it'll be more. This will fit in the printer. I don't know, maybe it's just me, it just...
It was
maybe I'm getting old.
Same last year, but...
Was it that small?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you want to approach this going through each section, or how do you want to approach, or do you want to, what's...
Or do you want to go like this page one? It's kind of helpful.
Okay, you want to start on page one?
Because it shows the requests, and then the detail shows what the requests
are. Yeah,
what it's
for, yeah.
So remember, tonight we're asking our questions.
Yes.
We're not going to vote. Or we're just going to ask our questions.
We vote on Monday.
Next Monday, yes.
Next Monday, yeah. That's our joint meeting, yeah.
Well, I have questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Bill Safi. Steph, does the Pinkerton amount include busing?
No.
So if you take the total busing amount and divide it by 416 students, it comes out to 2,000.
There should be a high school bus.
Well, I'm just averaging the whole thing.
Hold on.
And it comes out to $2,062.75 if you average it out for all 416 kids into the... This is...
What page?
I did it myself.
What page are you getting the information from?
Oh,
the school buses should be broken down. There should be a high school bus line. So when I ask questions to the SAU, it's best if I have, like, the line number, so they'll know.
Yeah, that's what I put. I put the page in the section just to...
I think it's on the last page in section two for transportation. What am I...
Can you read that?
Yes, there is regular ed, athletic, field trips, transportation, and the others... There usually is a high school.
Or is
I
that
thought it was
out?
A high school busing.
No, you're right.
Certainly a bus that comes.
I didn't see it.
Let me look under
high
school.
Didn't we buy our own buses or something?
No, we don't. No.
Oh.
We switched companies.
Yeah.
Sped. Regular guidance. Does anybody know where the high school...
Yeah, regular ed transportation and then sped transportation. So regular ed has
what
both.
Page are you on?
I'm on
the
I don't know.
Last page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the last page and then where it says maintenance.
Right below that.
Right below, yeah, transportation.
Yeah, does regular ed include both?
So you want to know...
The elementary and the high school. Is that your question?
Want to know the difference...
Or break it out, yeah.
Break out.
Okay, wait, you're going to have to repeat.
All right.
What exactly is the question?
The question is...
He wants to know how much we're paying for high school buses.
I think it was more how much per student.
Yes.
For high school or all the busing?
Well, that once you have the figures, you can figure
that out.
Once
you have one, you can figure
they don't
the
do
other.
It by student.
Yeah.
They do it by bus, regardless of the ridership.
By bus. Regardless of how many people ride it?
Correct.
Yeah, and sometimes
it's crazy
few.
Well, that's
we need the little buses, I'm telling you.
They're the same amount of money.
I don't believe that.
Really?
That's what they've said.
The cost is
because they're a shorter supply. So if you want one, it costs more.
What about a van?
Or the same.
What about what?
A van.
But for K-8, you have to supply a bus for every student.
Okay.
So that leads to my next question.
Okay.
So if you take your... This is the current budget, not your proposed budget.
So you're talking about the budget we're on this year?
Correct.
Okay.
Do we have those reports from last week?
Yeah, do you want them?
I have them in here.
Oh.
So I took the amount of kids going to Pinkerton, multiplied it by what it costs for them to go, and it comes out to $1,917,820. And then I figured in a busing as well.
But you can't really figure in the busing
well,
if you don't know.
I'm just averaging it.
Yeah.
Because I'm figuring whatever it comes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you know this year.
So the bottom line is, the grammar school kids were paying $32,235.99 per student to go to the Moore School per year, which
that's
is...
About right.
There is a... Lynn, help me out here. MS...
Yeah, what
it's public. It's public. We signed off on it.
It's not one, is it? What's it
what,
from the school?
MS-27?
MS-27. Oh. You can find out the cost per student. I can email it to you if you want.
Well, I calculated it out from the current budget.
You can't.
Why?
Because there's... You have to go by the calculation. If you want the calculation from the SAU, I can get it from them, but it's what's submitted to the state and the state's calculation about how much it is to educate per student.
So we can make... We can
all
ask the question, what's the... calculation for the per student
for the
cost
for the MS-27. Did
yeah.
we all sign that?
Yes.
Yes. So you signed it as well.
I did.
Yeah,
well,
we don't.
We don't need all, do we, Lynn?
What?
I think
we don't
all
need
have
all.
To sign it.
We don't need all. Well,
it was down
need, like,
here.
A majority.
You need a majority.
Yeah.
How come you can't
yeah. You need
use
seven.
The numbers?
People, five people.
Yeah.
Why can't you just use the numbers and divide it by?
Because it doesn't work.
272 kids that go to the Moore School.
It doesn't work out.
Well, it works out to 32.
So you're going to have to go by the cost by the state, how much per student for K through 8 for Candia. It's on the MS-27, which is in the annual report every year. I believe we all just signed off on it.
I don't signing anything.
We don't have to. We
okay.
The majority had to, and then it
so
has to go.
So maybe you didn't come and sign it.
Yeah. But, Susan Young, my opinion is, you can make numbers say whatever you want them to.
Yeah, it's
so
the calculation.
So if you figure it out yourself, it's probably accurate. All
it's
numbers
not 30,000 to
I mean.
Educate
yeah.
a student in the, in it's not.
Well,
it's not 30,000.
Well, we'll look at the calculation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you took the students and you divided the whole cost.
Yeah. With the special ed in there as well? Or
yes,
did you take special
the whole budget
ed
number of
yeah.
students?
The whole
yeah.
budget
yeah.
averaged
yeah.
out to $32,000 for
that's
more
accurate.
Kids.
I think you have to be careful with the special ed numbers in there.
Did you add that or did you just use
you
the
take it out?
The whole budget. So that
oh, yeah,
special ed kids is divided into 272 kids.
Oh, I see what you did. That might not
you're
be
you're just
accurate.
Taking the bottom
yeah.
line and dividing it,
yeah.
but which is, I mean, that is... If
it's not one
but
student.
But you could have
one
child
costs
could be
$250,000,
yes.
so
yeah.
it's really not an accurate...
But the state's average is like $20,000.
Yeah, I'm looking to see...
And New Hampshire's the ninth highest in the country.
Per student.
Per student.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're ranking high up in the highest
yeah.
of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
The highest is $41,000 per kid.
Yeah.
Hanover or Dartmouth? Yeah, around Dartmouth, wasn't it?
I forget
it?
What the name of
yeah.
it was.
It's always around.
Yeah,
there.
I can have them. What, you want me to have them bring it to the meeting or
yeah.
email it out previous?
No, you can bring it to the meeting. Because we're going to answer the questions at the meeting.
Yeah.
And then we can go over it together. Okay.
But I bring your data too.
My last question.
Okay.
If I understand this right, and this would be. School board services, SAU services, and SAU services below that, if you add them together, it's $682,000.
What line? What page?
Well, there's a whole section
two,
on this.
Three.
SAU. Look at number 7, section 7.
Well, we pay 100 and...
Section 7?
That's broken down the resources.
No, on our tabs, section 7 on
oh.
our tabs.
Well, I'm going by the budget again.
Okay, but this breaks out the calculation for the SAU.
That's just a percentage they're breaking it down. I see it.
Well, it has a dollar amount.
It does.
Yeah, so Hooksett pays $3 million, Auburn, you know, $3.3 million, Auburn pays $1.4-ish, $5. We pay
$851,373.
That's an awful lot of money for administrative.
Oops.
Brian?
Go ahead.
I have a question. And
yes.
I'm going to have a bunch of them, and I apologize
okay.
ahead of time. And a lot of it's just because it's my first year, and so I'm just trying to learn what this stuff means. And this is probably a very dumb question. Ryan Young, by the way. What is the SAU?
It is Candia, Hooksett, and Auburn, where all the
Supervisory administrative unit.
Every district has one, so you have your...
Legally.
Yeah, legally, you have for our three districts, we have HR, assistant superintendent, superintendent, business administrator. I think there's an AP person, there's a couple of assistants.
Do they do the hiring of the teachers and everything?
Bill, the superintendent, does interview. They do the onboarding process, payroll, benefits, all the administrative things that goes along with the building. So the principal doesn't see bills, pay them, things like that. She doesn't deal with HR issues.
I guess I'm just wondering, what do we get for, was it 200 and something?
Yep, 800.
800.
I think the 800 is the value. If you look, the total is 1.4 million at the top. I think it's that far right column that gets allocated out. That's my reading of it.
If you go back
to the district assessment.
Yeah, so we get
205.
205.
205 for us.
Yeah, I think
that's not what's in the budget.
If you look under
that's not it.
It's more than that.
Okay, so let's go back.
$82,000.
So we paid 205 out of, for this year, for the next coming.
I mean, basically, we couldn't have our school without our SAU, and we would not definitely want to be our single school SAU.
For 270 kids.
We wouldn't.
I gotcha. I'm curious.
What they do.
Yeah,
they manage the bus companies. I mean, they basically do all the administrative work.
But who oversees them, though?
That's Hooksett. Does your
committee?
We have an SAU board that consists of our school board, Hooksett school board, and Auburn school board.
But if I'm not mistaken, we only get a percentage of the vote for a lot of things. Is that correct?
They can call a weighted vote if they want. But they've only done that once in my...
Less than Hooksett, they have more power to...
Like the busing cost is astronomical every year, it's going up.
There's a contract that's behind that, that has the increase that's written in the contract, which is why it's part of the default budget.
So this is Lynn Chivers. So I'm looking at page, I don't know what page I'm on. It says SAU services, and the total's $476,000. I don't know where you're getting the 800.
So
right above it.
The default is 205.
Yeah, wait, where's your 400,000?
656. Requests, zero.
Oh, that's principal services. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yeah.
Page four at the top, SAU services, 205.
205.
And then the one below it. SAU services, all the principal services are part of that, right?
No, that's the principal of the school. That's not the
principal. That's our principal.
That's the principal.
Just the ones.
So we paid $205,656
So that agrees with that other...
There's just one line item for the SAU.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just
which
one.
Which is below a really good price.
Yeah,
so that's a 10%. 205,565.
Yeah, there's no breakout.
Is that a single office? Ryan Young, is that a single office, this SAU?
Yes, they're located on Farmer Road in Hooksett.
Do you know how many employees they have at the office?
I don't know. If I had to guess, I'd say 15 to 20.
Okay.
Maybe 15.
Oh, really?
They have a lot. They have assistants, student assistants.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I shouldn't say that online.
They have
too late. You're
the assistant principal, curriculum coordinator, grant writer, her assistant.
And then they have a bunch of administrative assistants.
So that's that assistant. Then you have Bill, who...
He's always talking.
Then he has his assistant.
Yeah.
Then you've got your business administrator, and under that you've got your AP person who does the data entry type stuff. Yes. Then you've got HR. Yes. I don't think HR has an assistant.
So there's probably...
I'd say 15.
Well, I'll put that down for a question. I put that down for a question. How many people are employed there?
Is there another... This is another silly question. Ryan Young... Is there a group overseeing them that oversees all the SAUs or anything?
In the state?
Just the state.
Or would that just be the state, education department?
Yeah.
But they do have a board.
Do have a board. Yeah. So Hooksett has their school board, Auburn has their school board, and we have our school board. We meet quarterly and we vote on
stuff.
Yeah. Budget.
Gotcha.
We just hired an assistant superintendent.
So what's the 10%, what's driving the 10% increase from them?
That was my next question. And I was going to assume that maybe it's a percentage of students versus the other schools?
I would say,
No, because ours is down.
But that would be my guess.
Ours is down.
Is theirs down?
So requests, I'm just looking back, requests, SAU 15, they're not requesting any. 205.
10%.
Right?
It's a 10% increase.
10% in the budget itself.
So it's not being requested, so it's default items, such as healthcare, salaries, retirement.
So the proposed.
So it's basically anything that's contracted.
So it's essentially the default?
Yes.
Okay, all right, now I get it, okay.
So I don't have to ask that question?
Well, no, I guess not.
Maybe why it's 10%, you can ask.
I would, if, so if it's, I would say benefits, salary, health insurance. Stuff like that.
Okay.
But I will ask.
I know, poor Stephanie, you didn't personally design this budget, so.
No.
You probably should, I know, we're not picking up.
No, but it frightens me when you're talking about like getting rid of the SAU, like.
No,
that would probably double our cost.
It's just that.
We have to have.
It's so much money.
It is.
And yet, we want to tell the police, the brand new police chief, that he has to give up $40,000. I mean, it's insane.
It's all relative.
And this seems very heavy in something.
So when you think about it.
Going down.
For that amount of kids.
So it also includes legal fees. So if a parent comes at the school for some reason, it comes from the SAU legal. But, so let's just say you want to hire an HR director right now, $125,000 your lowest per year.
Oh, for sure. No.
Assistant superintendent might get lucky at $125,000 per year, more like $150,000. And then you've got your superintendent, which is up from there. And then, you know, the administrative assistants of the budget. I would say the business is like 105, I think we hired her at, the business administrator.
But when you compare Pinkerton, the education you get at Pinkerton, the cost versus the cost of more school, it's extreme. It is.
It isn't. It's
lie.
So close.
The numbers don't lie, though.
So Pinkerton's like 16, 17,000. I had to guess.
17.
Or 17 this year.
We haven't gotten the numbers yet, I don't think. The final
numbers.
It's in here. It's in here. 17,000.
It's in here as a placeholder, but we don't have the final increase for 2025.
This isn't it?
No.
Oh, jeez.
I think there's a note saying it's not there.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you multiply how many kids go to Pinkerton, subtract it from the total budget and the busing and everything else, it does come out to $32,000 per student for more school.
I really don't think. 20 maybe, max.
But well, they're going to give us
all
the
right, calculation. They're going to get the answers.
But also, when you Pinkerton, you've got Derry, Hampstead, Auburn, Hooksett, Candia, Fremont.
Kids from out of state.
They're private pay, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I think their tuition might be going up. Their first numbers was 8.
Can you imagine paying $32,000 for a kindergarten kid to go to the Moore School?
I wouldn't.
I agree.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. Personally. No. Yeah. I'm saying if I were to come and say, hey, I want my kid to go to Candia, they wouldn't charge me $30,000 to have a kindergarten student.
No, we all pay.
No.
I know, but.
If I wanted to private pay to go to Candia.
Oh, you mean private pay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is there anybody that does that?
Does anybody request was my second question.
My daughter did.
No.
In case she has to move to Raymond or someplace.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That's probably
new. Okay, let's
stay on task.
Keep.
Lynn is up at 4:00. Let's stay on task. You just found that out.
I'm up with her.
Oh, are you really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bed.
Okay, next question. What's the next question?
Ryan.
Yes, Ryan.
It's right. It's the next line down.
Okay, wait. Okay, where?
Oh, I'm sorry. If you were looking at the SAU services,
okay, it's right down.
Line item.
Okay.
Just
that's a good idea.
Bump down to the next three lines. So the. I believe it's just salaries for principal, secretary, and assistant principal.
Yes.
Wow.
So the 9%, is that a contractual thing, or why? That seems heavy.
It's contractual.
And is that because
they
haven't? Do they only get?
So let's say requests for principal was 970945. We gave her an increase last year to keep her. The health insurance is 1, 2, 3. Nope, assistant principal. We can ask about that. It's a request.
Okay, what's the question?
I guess my question would be just the info backing up the 9% increase to the salary, and if that is, they only get an increase every 3 years, you know, that would make sense, you know, getting 9%. If it's an increase every year, 9% seems excessive versus the COLA and stuff.
The request, we voted as a school board last year to get her on par with the districts in the area. I know that for sure. The assistant, I don't recall. So the question, increase her principal and assistant reasons, you know, whatever.
And I guess who proposes that number? Is it the school?
So they have a contract, and then there's like a step.
So the union proposes it?
No, they're not in the union.
No, so when we hired her under a contract like a teacher, so we're going to hire you at 100 and whatever.
Oh, you did give her a multi-year?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Are we still talking
assistant
about the
was
principal?
Under a year, I think.
I thought it was a yearly contract.
And then you get a 2% step, and then your COLA and whatever, how it works out. So, kind of like the teachers do.
Okay, so it was in the negotiation when she started.
Yeah, so okay. I don't think... So her regular step is in there, but then also the request. So request is anything above default.
So. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I got you. That was my other question.
So
is
that
what
green,
is the
that green is anything that's above default that we're asking for. So the school is
you
only
asking...
You have
to pay the 113. You'd like to pay an extra 9 grand or 10 grand.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now that's...
Okay,
that
wait.
No.
Is that contractual? The request is not contractual.
Oh.
I would have to assume, because we discussed it as a school board, like, I don't want any default item in a request, because it's not a request, it's default.
Right.
So...
All right.
Okay.
What happened to your dental? Oh, Susan, yeah.
It depends. Let's see here.
It was up 334%? That can't be right.
It might be.
It's a low number, but.
I was wondering if maybe they took the dental this year.
So maybe last year they didn't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
and this year
I think.
They
I bet
oh,
they
I
just
see.
Took dental this year. I saw that, but.
Yeah. Mm. But we budget for, like, right now, who has health and dental? And that's what they budget for next year. So people, when they have their opportunity in May to change their elections, we don't know.
Right.
So. But it is not a request. So my assumption is it's a contractual obligation.
Is it a school board request, this green thing, or is it a department administration? Okay.
Yeah, so this is what we're presented with.
They just run it by you, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing we did, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
I was just going to point out on the dental, it's interesting because if you look at the historical actuals, it's in line with the request. For whatever reason, the budget last year was really low.
We had a business administrator who...
touche.
That's right. Let's just forget last year.
Touche.
Who did a couple of items. He didn't budget enough for high school, was one of his errors. He didn't...
Was it SPED?
No.
That was in Auburn.
Corey, remember Corey?
Oh, yeah. I remember him. Yep.
Okay.
You've got your finger on something else.
No, I'm just...
No, Ryan, I'm looking at him.
Whenever we're ready for the next one.
Well, see, we're not going through this methodically.
Oh, should we?
No, so I'm just wondering if...
Well, everybody had their individual questions.
Everybody had their questions, so we're all kind of... All over the place. Go ahead, Ryan.
Ryan Young, a suggestion. Why don't we go methodically?
We can start at the beginning.
Because I have a couple things marked up, but it doesn't make sense to bounce around.
Yeah.
Okay.
So going from the salaries, I guess we'll go down through that. And
so we'll start at, we'll start at the top. Salaries. I think did we ask our questions on that already?
Well, there's requested, there's the default, and then there's 58,000 in request.
And then you see on the right, it includes a sixth grade.
So that's that teacher?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, aren't they going on the matrix? Susan Young, aren't they going on the matrix?
Meaning?
On the schedule, the contract schedule?
They're asking for an additional teacher from what we have now.
Oh, not an increase for one. It's not
correct.
Like a merit
it's a
raise.
Teacher.
Okay. All right.
It's a teacher.
Okay.
And the principal.
An additional teacher?
The principal, because the way they have to do their blocks, she did a whole PowerPoint presentation for us in June, showing us choices like, you know.
How to set up the day, yeah.
How to set up the day. Mm-hmm. And the school board voted on this option, which would include an additional teacher. If you guys want to see the PowerPoint, it's really good.
Do you know off the top of your head how many, Ryan Young, do you know how many teachers are teacher per student or teacher per grade?
Yeah,
we have
there's a ratio.
We have it.
It's in this.
Oh, it's in
that? Oh, that's high school. Go to the next school.
But that's not assistants and all
no, that's
just,
not parents.
Just teachers.
No, we don't have any assistant teachers.
You don't have any pairs?
We have like 3 pairs.
Oh, good.
So the number of sections, Ryan Young, the number of sections are the number of teachers?
Yeah, how many classes, basically.
Ryan Young, next question would be, like, when it comes to hiring another teacher, does it make sense with this few of students?
So the PowerPoint was in June, and my brain's a little rusty, but there were, like, 3 choices. First choice was not really great for our kids. Second choice cost us a little money, which was this. And the third choice was even more, so we went with...
Picked in the middle.
Yeah.
So that would be the fifth graders here.
It'd be the sixth, I think.
No,
well, it'd be
no.
Fifth graders going.
So it would be the fifth graders now.
Fifth graders here.
Yeah, you gotta put it down.
So they're adding a new...
I can send it off if you want to look at it.
So 16,
see, we got 31 kids in 2 sections.
Oh, they're smaller than that. Okay.
I'm assuming
so next year, these guys will be in the sixth grade, and they're adding...
Well, they're saying sixth for next year's budget for the fifth grade.
Almost seems like...
I'll ask for the PowerPoint. We're asking for an additional 6th grade teacher.
Yeah.
I.
So that would make
because
three
of the way that you do like social studies.
Kids. 10 kids
I have
class.
Blocks. I taught in blocks.
Yeah, it's the social studies, language arts, math, the breakdown, and how it all would work.
I guess Susan Young wants to make a comment at this point. Is I'm looking at the, again we're looking at the enrollment down every year.
We're up. So I don't have the numbers for this week, but I know we were up 1 or 2 students.
Just a couple students.
Yeah.
Okay, but high school is down. But whatever. We don't have big class sizes, even at the middle school level, where they, normally in kindergarten, they have the smallest class size. You know how that goes, and it goes up. But, I mean, in fourth grade, there's 12 students.
So I get you.
And in fifth grade, there'll be 12. So take a fifth grade teacher and put it up to 6.
You have to look at the PowerPoint.
Okay, I guess I would.
Yeah.
Can you send it out?
Yeah.
It like to everybody?
Or yeah. She, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, that would.
Because I know what you're saying, with blocks are a whole different story.
And
I know.
That group is a particularly hard group of students.
But there's only 3 pairs. Stick them in that room.
Then you'd have to hire another one because of the IEPs. But I was surprised at the rate of pairs in Candia compared to.
Very low.
Very low.
That's
compared
what,
to...
That's why the SPED, I never understand it. I don't understand it.
Yeah. So compared to, like, Hooksett and Raymond, even?
Yeah, Raymond, for sure. It's almost one in each class.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for us to only have 3, that's like...
No, it is. That's good. But...
Okay, any more questions on the salaries?
You might have just... Oh, sorry, Ryan Young, you might have just answered it, but the 20% increase for pairs, is that... it's the next line down.
The town voted on that last year on a warrant article.
I was just going to say, do these include that special?
Yeah, I saw that. That's in here somewhere.
I've got the town report.
Yeah, we voted yes.
Yes,
for the increases.
So there's no request there.
Yeah.
Right, but so that's on there, and it's in addition to their contract.
Right.
Right.
But it wasn't 20% that we agreed to.
No, no,
was
no.
Was it like 3%
no.
of
we,
like,
the town, voted on a warrant article.
I mean, the town agreed to a 20%?
It's 31,000.
Yeah,
46,000 for
this.
It's
a 20% increase over
like 50 bucks.
Yeah,
it was
the percentage. I know it's too low.
No percentage,
yeah.
But that's what it was.
Okay, any more questions on the salaries before we move on?
Mm-hmm. Quick one, and I think the substitute salary was because of the full time sub hire. Is that
correct?
Right?
Yeah.
Good.
But requests? That's a good question. Regular ed substitute.
I should have applied for that.
That's $50,000 is one full-time substitute plus.
We're requesting 25,000?
In addition to the 25 that's already part of the default, right?
Yeah.
Essentially, you're asking for 50.
I would.
Yeah, for the full-time.
I would be curious as to why, because that would already be in the default from last year.
Right.
You had a full-time last year?
Yeah. You offered a 3-year contract for the sub?
I don't know what the contract, but we had her, we kept her.
Right, but it doesn't have to be in default if you didn't offer a 3-year contract. He or she has already used a 1-year contract, unless you've made another one.
So, last year, 3-year average, but last year we budgeted 26,626, which should have included, right? Should have included the full time.
Plus, you got to add the special thing that we voted on.
Yeah.
Substitute salaries. So.
Yeah. And they're not lowering it this year.
Yeah, this year approved is only 25,000.
Yeah. So I'm curious.
It's just a sub.
3-year average
is
65.
It's just a sub, but it's a sub. It's a certified teacher. You said?
It's a certified teacher. Yeah. So
no
that
benefits.
So that we don't have to
benefits or no
take
benefits.
A librarian and have her do this or you know it.
I know how it works.
Yeah, it didn't work so well for us.
Is it benefits also?
Not having substitutes available, so we decided to hire.
Because I'm sure that it's plenty of.
We weren't able to get them in the building.
Right, but now you.
But
have
now we
somebody.
Have one full time sub.
Yeah.
So if two teachers are out, what do you do?
Then they call the substitute list, I assume. And if they don't,
that's non-existent, probably. It's very hard. But that's not you. And none of this is you, Stephanie. I just, at least from my standpoint, this
no,
is
it's
not
just
personal.
Okay.
Yeah, don't take it personally, all right? It's just numbers.
And she doesn't, decide all this.
Okay, come on, let's keep going here.
Okay.
High school. Any questions on high school?
Yes.
What's your question?
Where is that one?
Right below.
Next little section.
Regular ed high school, that little section.
Huh? Oh, regular ed high school, okay.
Okay. It appears that there's going to be 9 less people attending. Is that correct? Wait a minute, I didn't lower the 8th grade. Let me
so.
That's why I can't, again, I'm just generally saying I can't see on the 8.5. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But I
did. So, last year, Corey, when he made the budget for the current year we're in, he under-budgeted by a few students.
Okay.
So we're going to be over in what we spend this year already.
So 36 are leaving and
so we
15
have
are coming in? No, 30 are coming in. So it's 6 less, at
least.
6 fewer
students. Yeah, 6 less. And they were Timothy Powers first told our superintendent it was 8%, but we won't know.
Yeah, we don't even have the. We don't even have the.
They won't.
That's without the increases. That's
they put in a book holder of 5%,
and that's reflected here.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So it's just an estimate. Okay. Next section is special ed. Yes.
I hate to jump backwards. NHRS professional, what does that stand for?
It should be a default item.
There's a 13% increase, but it seems like prior to that, it's a pretty steady salary.
We don't, it's the state who sets that number.
I think this is the same as the town budget, the retirement.
Yeah, but they only pay 12.
We pay
30.
But there were increases, right?
What was it last year?
Okay, so
he
didn't
put it as a default item last year, which is
we don't get any say on that.
Yeah, that's the state.
The state tells you what your percentage is.
Then
and that's
we won't spend any more time on it.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
What was the thing you? Oh, sped.
We're up to sped.
I had a question. Let me see.
Sped budget's actually.
You know the trust funds that we have. Mm-hmm. You know we were talking about the trust, Susan mm-hmm. Young. The trust that we have.
Something for emergency fund?
Yeah. Is that ever used?
I mean, we haven't used it.
What?
But right now we have about $350,000 left for the year that's not allocated. And Hooksett just had to use theirs as well, so. It's emergency funds, the way it's set up. So like, if we have a student moving.
It seems like we always have 200 and something in there, and it never goes up or down or anything.
We haven't, fortunately haven't had a student move in that costs us.
So you're budgeting for that again in case?
No, there's no in case in here.
I mean, in case someone comes in.
We don't budget for in case someone comes in on here.
So this is already people we're aware of?
This is the students that we are currently aware of.
Okay.
Is it about the trust fund?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 200 and something in there for emergency. I think if you look at the way it's written, it's for.
There's several things for the school that you can use the whole thing for.
For the special ed one, though, it's for emergency purposes.
Special ed was.
Two something.
Sped. Yeah, two. No. What happened there? Did they go down? We can go on. We don't dwell on that. I'll find that paper.
All right.
We'll go back.
Special ed elementary, special ed middle, special ed high school. Any questions in those? Extended school year.
How did that go last year? Did they have it?
Extended school year?
Yeah.
They have it for special ed, but they also had a camp.
And is it pay or the town
parents
pays
pay.
Or parents pay? Okay.
Parents pay. The kids who have end of school
IEP,
year are
yeah.
kind of incorporated
yeah.
in, but.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's extended school year middle, extended school year high school, English language learner.
Do we have any?
Not.
Not right now. These are all schools.
Advanced learners.
Oh, what are they doing for that, Stephanie?
It's on an individual basis. I'm not aware of any. The
they don't have a gift, not gifted, but whatever they call it. Enrichment.
So, like, if there's a child that is excelling in math, they have done the online Pinkerton algebra.
Khan
or
something, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't had one of those in a few years. And that student actually
that's
skipped 2000 eighth grade.
A year. No.
We had a student skip eighth grade.
There's eighth graders that take online algebra.
Is there?
Algebra, yeah. What's her name? Stathos used to.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to have it.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a question.
That one over there did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
It exists, yeah. VLAX.
Oh. Well, they used to have a Pinkerton, level, so you wouldn't have to take algebra in high school.
Yeah, she skipped high school.
Okay.
Algebra.
Yep. I took algebra.
Wow, she's smart.
Major.
She's here tonight. Give her a raise.
Did you have a question?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong line.
Good. Okay. Okay. English language learner, advanced learners. Athletics, stop me when you have a question. Guidance, health, psych services.
Yeah, all right, that's what I love.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. Don't we have a psychologist or something that we're paying like 80 grand to or something?
We have a contracted. He's not an employee, he's a contracted employee.
$88,000. Same.
So
there's no like health or dental or anything.
No,
it's just a contract. Just
no. Yeah.
And he's just one part. He's here 2 days a week,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we pay him
mm-hmm. for the year. He's phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal. Followed my kid all the way through high school.
So those are 2 days dedicated to the school.
Correct. Well, that's the addition. So let's see here.
Yeah, I was
it says
say.
One person. There's a 5% increase. It's one person 2 days a week counseling out of district students. But I don't
meaning
see
high school.
What does that mean?
Out of district meaning high school, right?
So hit the other 3 days.
He's responsible for like say we have a really a kid who's hard.
Yeah.
And we send him to a specialized school. He's still under our care. So like this, he does the testing.
Okay.
Helps.
Is that all he's responsible for?
Just those kids that are out of district, or is he responsible for every kid in school?
Every kid in school who needs his services.
But is he here 5 days a week?
No.
He's only here 2 days
a week. I don't know how much. I see this.
Yeah.
When they put a note on the side, that's usually to explain the increase.
But it says out of district, which would mean Pinkerton.
Or the reading...
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Academy
somebody
of...
going to another school. Okay.
Yeah. Like an out-of-district placement. Do we have any of those?
It looks like we might. Because we have, like, a special, the SPED bus, there's another $75,000 increase somebody going somewhere.
Yes.
How many weeks are there in a school year?
40, I think, it's something like that. The teachers are on 186, and the students are at 180.
Okay, let's keep moving, folks. We're to Psych Services Middle, Psych Services High School. Speech Services. Speech Services Middle, Speech Services High School. Occupational Therapy Services. Middle School and High School. Other Support Services. Staff Development.
Excuse me, Suzanne, that's all contractual, right, staff?
Which?
You budget for how many, for the staff tuition and all that is, oh, yeah. So even you might not use it, but it's still in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. May I ask just one question, going back to special ed or 504s? Susan Young, I didn't realize this. I think that we pay for the paras at Pinkerton. They don't even include that. Is that correct?
So if you have a one-on-one paraprofessional,
right,
you pay for that para.
Candia does.
Candia does.
Okay.
Then they have a thing called the resource room.
Yes.
That it's like $20,000 per student to utilize.
Extra?
Extra. Because it's a special.
Above the thing.
Yes.
It's a special ed.
So you pay the
placement.
You pay the tuition.
Tuition.
You pay the paraprofessional.
For that student.
Right.
And then,
so then for the other student.
And they use the resource room.
Yes.
Okay.
And in the resource room, they are there, depending on the block, 2 days a week or 3 days a week.
It doesn't matter. You can use it 1 day a week or 5 days a week. It's still an extra $21,000 per student, regardless of the use. It's a flat fee.
It's part of their schedule to go those extra days, but like my daughter was able to take tests there, and it wasn't any additional.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like she went 5 days a week.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just a support. You just need the support.
Or, the, you know, for, like, ADHD kids, it's a place to go to
quiet.
Get
quiet.
Yeah.
Ryan,
Ryan Young, the bottom of the page that we were just ending, media, admin, other salaries, 15% increase, and it says forgot to add the salary to last year's default, so I'm assuming that's
2 years of increase.
Right, so
and
it's like a 7.5 each year,
yes.
Really.
You didn't pay the person?
We did. We had to.
Oh,
so
it wasn't
came,
in. Yeah.
But wasn't in. So we also gave him a raise because he was hired at a very low rate. So that includes last year's raise and the, say he got 2% every year.
Okay, any more questions on media?
Oh, good. So the wage pool, we're rid of that.
For where?
The wage pool. We're not doing that anymore. Because he must do it in their contract.
I'm sure.
Yeah. That used to be it.
Okay, so school board services.
Is that on the next page?
No.
Oh, here we go.
We're still on the
page
same
four.
Page, right below media.
No, we're on page four. Legal consultant.
Okay, then SAU services, we already talked about that. Mm-hmm. Principal services, we talked about. Maintenance.
Yes. So let's see, what are we asking for? Fascia Stonewall Media Center.
Do you know how many secretaries we have? Is it just one?
We have the,
Becky
Sarah.
Becky, yeah.
Then Patty, who is part-time.
Oh, she's part-time.
And then... The what do you call her? The special ed person has her assistant. And that's it.
But
there we go.
Yeah. Becky's been there forever. She's
gotta retire, but her husband died.
Yeah,
you
know. I know.
25 years? We just gave her her 25-year clock.
Yeah. You gave her a watch or something?
A clock.
A clock.
She's ticking down the day she has left. Poor woman. Yeah, that's gotta be a hard one to replace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm wondering if she'll just stay with the principal.
She might.
And then
she might. Yeah, she's healthy and everything, isn't she?
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, media. Any questions on media?
No.
Maintenance, we did. Transportation.
Good question.
Okay.
Am I reading it right that for the sped transportation, it's a flat rate of every student is $75,000?
Where are we at?
Under transportation, it's in the middle of the page.
Sped transport, regular ed transportation, then sped transportation's at the bottom.
Right.
So
last year it was 2.25 or 225.
One student.
Now it's at 3. We've got one other student at a cost of 75.
Yeah. You ever see the little white vans?
The Durham. Yeah.
Can't we go to that trust fund for that?
It's not an emergency. She knows about it. She can budget for it for next year.
But if the budget's cut.
No, we can't.
No, other things are going to go.
So the way the emergency is written for, like, if a student comes in, so we know about it, so we can budget it. And if we don't provide it.
Yeah, see, I haven't seen that trust, how that's.
If we don't budget it and we don't pay for it, then it's a lawsuit.
No, I know what you have to do, but.
Ryan Young, are there multiple services that provide that? Like, do we shop for rates? Or is it kind of just like one?
I can ask.
I'm sure that that's what it costs across the board.
I think anybody who sees
there's more special and more ed, of those.
Yeah, don't.
It's
You might as well not mess with it.
No, I'm thinking companies who provide services for special ed.
Yes.
I can imagine all the things that go into it, and the training, and the this and the that, and insurance. I can imagine.
Yep.
But it's good to ask. Are there any other?
Well, we
services.
Have the little buses. They still have the little buses.
But those little buses,
they don't even
the drivers aren't trained for.
They do only use
absolutely.
Those little buses.
Shoot, the cost of the vans alone, you know.
But sometimes they're behavioral. They just can't be on the bus because they cause they're naughty.
Yeah.
Okay, keep moving, guys. Information technology. Any questions there?
Quick one.
Yeah.
The software, that big jump, and it says increase due to previously grant-funded items.
Yes.
So is it safe to assume that that is the new number moving forward?
I would assume.
Are you serious?
We got a lot under, what was that? The
that's
COVID?
That's the software.
The ARPA.
Yeah, that's done.
Oh, okay.
That's done.
Oh, we're going to ask you at our next meeting, are there facilities to do Zoom in the media center?
It's not set up yet.
So we can't do Zoom next meeting. Okay.
Why can't we have it here?
Because the selectmen meet that day?
Oh, I think they might move it. Or might just cancel it if there's nothing going on. Because we have to set the tax rate soon, and then we were going
to. You also have to give us the warrant articles. You still haven't looked at the warrant articles.
Oh, she didn't give them?
You haven't voted on them. Did you vote on them?
No, because it was after our meeting, but they came in.
Well, we don't have them, and
okay,
we haven't voted on them.
I'll have her. No, we haven't voted on them, but I'll have her at least give you a copy so you can see what's coming up.
I'd like to know the percent of that.
Is it possible, Ryan Young, is it possible to get an itemized list of the software they use? Or I'd imagine that list exists somewhere already of the software they use at the school and what they pay for it.
For line item...
it's
$56.50?
Yeah.
If it's a list that already exists, which
we
I'm sure
it
is,
yes.
I'd be interested to see it.
Yes, we used to get, I was just going to say, it used to break every one of these down, what they were asking for, 20 pieces of paper.
I'm just curious about that one.
No, I mean, it was helpful
software.
To see what they were.
List of what we use.
A breakdown, itemized list of the software. If it's a difficult thing to get, don't worry about it.
They should have it. because when he puts in his...
Yeah, I imagine.
When he puts, so that department puts in their budget, he lists.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to even get, like, special ed, it would list student
aid. It was great. Yeah. I mean, I liked it. It was a pain, but I liked it.
Okay, wage pool is zero.
Oops, I wanted to go to the next line underneath the replacement equipment.
Sure, dues and fees.
I'm sorry. No, replacement equipment.
Oh, okay.
So when they went to the Chromebook from whatever they had before, where are all those old computers? Nobody can tell me that.
Well, I can find out.
Every year I ask where the computers are gone. Africa, maybe.
I mean, totally I think they're so old.
Put that in the minutes. That's funny.
I guess Corey sold them. This is going away.
We have a tech plan too that says how long we keep them. Do you want to see that?
No, I just don't know where they go. I mean, you could give them to high school students or something if we're not using them. I don't. I had a 10-year-old computer that I used.
I've got a laptop that's probably 20 years old.
Okay. Any more questions on
the Chromebooks? My daughter's used.
Okay. Wage pool. Principal of debt, that's what it is. Interest on debt.
And they go from kindergarten through 8th grade. Or
oh, they don't do it class.
I think that when you get that in kindergarten, it follows you.
Oh.
Or
My son has his in 8th grade, and it's on its last legs.
It's what?
It's on its last legs. No, nobody wants that.
Yeah, it lags.
Still has gold chips and stuff.
Listen, melt the metal.
What is the
food
service transfer? What is that?
Food service transfer.
Fund transfers. What is that? They're asking for $8,000.
But that's all reimbursed. The food service money.
Sometimes it doesn't mean it's... Sometimes it doesn't cover everything, though.
Food services is weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
But that's a good question, what that means.
So current assumption is based on transfer, in other words, transfer money to the fund to cover.
Yeah.
Is that what that means, that it's out there in case you overspend?
I will ask, but...
Okay, I'm curious.
So, see, on the first page, food services is kind of onto itself.
Yeah.
The way it works.
It's like its own op. They have their own operating budget that's separate.
Yeah.
And they get
mostly reimbursed, or
there's a lot of.
Yeah.
Do we have a revenue? This projected revenue thing?
No, this is just the budget.
No, we don't have a projected revenue.
No. We don't get that with the budget.
I should look at last year's.
Okay. Any more questions? For the school board for our next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, Stephanie. You did a great job.
I try.
It's hard to...
So my brain goes to, all right, what's not default? What's request? And what are we requesting? And why are we requesting it?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. I would like to know the percent of the increase for the default budget, though. So the whole budget increase is 8.5, but what is the default increase?
Didn't they have a default somewhere?
6.2.
Six point two.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just did the math.
Oh.
It says that, though, but it says that on here.
First page, right? 6.1.
Yeah.
Default budget is 6.1.
Oh, okay. I came up with 6.2.
So the contracts.
But you have to remember, the default budget is what was budgeted, not what was spent. So the default budget is they needed the whole thing, but the default could have had a surplus. So
like right now we're working off of a default budget, and before our boilers had issue the other day, we had about 350,000 not quote unquote allocated yet.
Not encumbered.
Correct. But like last week we had two boilers break down, and I don't know the resolve of that one yet, but they got one working.
It hasn't been that cold.
It
was the first cold day.
We had new boilers.
Air handlers.
Just kidding.
Not the boiler itself.
Okay.
Oh, you mean the warrant article for the 2 million?
Well, I guess I just, you know, include that. Okay.
I don't think.
Clearly not.
No.
Yes, hard. We've got old stuff up there.
This is another silly question. Ryan Young, at the end of the year, if there's an excess in the school budget, I know that never happens, but...
Yeah, there is. Yes. Every year. Oh, yeah. It's usually about $500,000.
Really?
It does.
Where does it go?
It depends if we have any projects that we vote to get done last year. Because we're on default this year, we pre-spent some of what we needed for this year.
Mm-hmm.
For a little out of fear, like, if we're on default, we need to pre-purchase the curriculum, the books, all the stuff. So we did that last year, and then we returned $150,000, which is supposed to...
Was it that much?
Yes.
I thought it was less than that.
I thought it was
But
less.
See, what happens it was... is, it's not like we give them the money and they give it back.
Yeah.
We pay them, and if there's money left over, if they didn't spend all of it, we just don't send them that money.
It's supposed to be used for the tax rate.
So it stays in the unreserved fund.
Okay.
So, it just so that we don't have to spent. Raise and appropriate
right.
money.
Right.
I see
so,
what you're saying.
But then at the end of the year, they say, oh, we have $600,000 left over. They can encumber as much as all of it that they want. Which last
but they
year
haven't
was a
been,
big,
but last year they
last
did.
Year was a lot.
Huh?
What?
I'll make a deal. You want it all back, you get it all back.
I know, and then it just goes up. So what difference does it make?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, any other questions? Any big questions?
I have one on the contract or on the cost of living. Susan Young, in your contracts, they have cost of living.
COLA.
3% for COLA.
And then you have your step.
Right. So we gave them an extra 2% on top of that. We did, I think. Wasn't
Is that what it says?
Or 2.5, the warrant article. It was approved from the voters.
Yeah.
So that was 5.5% that they got that year. But that takes everybody's salary up.
For
their base salary.
For para. Did we do teachers last year too? We just did paras.
I thought we did both because I looked in here.
We did both?
Yeah,
yes.
We did. So that brings everybody's base salary up.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you're putting the 3%, even though it's only 2.5, they're not going to give it back.
Correct.
Huh?
You're not going to give a 0.5% back because it's already in the contract. Okay.
So their base salary went up, so their increase
that's why
goes
these
up
are all,
more than it would have if they didn't have the 2.5%.
Yeah. Yes. That's so last year in the warrant article, I think there was like a 3-year, first year is 30,000, second year is
2 years. Yeah.
This,
yeah.
Well, no, it was only 1 year because they renew, or it was 2 years. Well, whatever the remaining of the contract was, because we just did contract negotiations with
support staff
for, God, what year are we in? 24, 25? 25, 26.
Which is...
But the regular...
Yeah, it'll be a warrant article.
Yeah.
They want a dental and...
But the regular staff, you've already got it in here for 51,168.
That
was that extra percent that we approved.
Yep. And their contract renewal negotiations start in 25, so it'll be the school year 26, 27. That they're up again.
Okay. So... I had a request, and I don't know if this is the time to do it, Lynn, for the enrollment for like the past 4 or 5 years, beginning and end. I don't have time to go through all my years of saving this junk. Can we ask the SAU to do that? And then...
How many years?
Or maybe five years.
Five,
yeah, we'll do five. And if they could do it methodically... I mean, I could send them a sample maybe, but for the same 5 years, what the budget was, the proposed budget, the past budget, and what was spent.
Okay.
I can give you this piece
of paper. Yeah, that would be great.
Well, no, I'd like it for the town, to tell you the truth.
Okay, you want the proposed budget?
Oh, yeah. The proposed, the actual...
I'm just thinking,
the
what, I mean,
approved?
Really, if you're looking at 5 years, how are you going to make that look?
I can, well, you could probably do it too. You don't have any more time than I do, so.
You know what I mean? It's always so like.
You said the proposed budget, the approved budget?
Yeah, the proposed.
What was actually spent.
Yeah, and what was spent.
And what was spent, okay.
Do you want a graph, percentages, or just raw numbers?
Yeah, the graphs don't, yeah, just in a column, an Excel sheet, they can do it quickly.
Like this.
Yes. The larger print.
And.
Do you need that for next Monday?
I don't.
My assumption.
Are we voting next Monday?
Yeah, we are.
We are meeting to answer our questions, and then we have our first vote.
And then we're gonna vote, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. What I'm trying to prove is enrollment and what's happening as far as it keeps, I mean, the 8.5 just shocked me, it did with the town, I'll be honest with you. So, just, it's not making sense to me, and we have the extra warrant article for the, you know, that we did to fix the buildings up a little bit or whatever, and it just doesn't make sense to me. And I know there's inflation, but at 8.5 for both of them did not make sense to me. And it, I don't see how we can keep going like this.
I'll second that.
I'm just wondering, because it's not like we're asking for a ton, so.
Well, 8.5% more, you're in the millions.
Well,
you're in the millions.
So default, above contractual obligations, right, so.
Right, but again.
I just, yeah, I'm afraid.
Remember, the default is not what was spent, it was what was budgeted. So it's a lot more than what was spent. If you look at what was spent, in the closed year, it's $1 million more than, okay, we don't know what we spent this year.
But then when I look at this year.
We don't know what we know exactly what was spent last year.
Right.
It's $1 million more than we spent last year.
Yeah.
Which is.
Why?
A huge increase over that short period of time.
So you got your salaries, your special ed, your transportation.
Oh, I understand how some, I mean, I understand how some of it works. I guess, I don't know. I'm thinking of my home budget. I couldn't keep doing this.
Exceeds inflation. Right.
Yes.
I know we're not voting on anything today, but have we ever done a poll?
What do you mean, a poll?
For instance, show of hands, does anybody think a 9% increase every year is sustainable?
No.
No.
Okay, so we all agree.
That's why we have a budget. They wanted to keep the budget committee for that reason.
No, I saw 8.2 in.
Yeah, I know. It's not us individually.
I was curious. I mean, I think we all agree on that.
Yeah.
But I also know, like, so we had to adjust salaries because we were in dog age. If you looked at our surrounding towns, you know, health insurance goes up 5 to 8% every year.
12 on here.
Fuel.
But companies aren't offering this anymore.
Offering salaries?
Businesses are not, are making people pay more for their insurance and. I mean,
not mine.
I think when we look at taxpayers, it's almost like when you order flowers for a wedding versus just for every day. You say the word wedding and funeral and they jack up the price. I think you say school and everybody thinks if we put a lot more money in the school or the town that it's going to be so much better, and it doesn't.
But like
work
what
out
I
that
what
way.
I try to do, like literally every year except this one, I went through like, okay, I'm going to go
how
through like
you,
every line item. I want you to prove to me what
where?
This penny is.
Yeah. I know. I know what you're saying, Stephanie. It's just
I get it. And then I thought, all right, we got default. That's reasonable. We always have a surplus, right? So this year, with us being in November, and we have till June, and we only have $350,000, I was like, what? We can't go negative. So
well, you could ask for a special meeting. You don't want to do that.
Well, we don't want to do that.
I don't blame you. I'm just afraid they're going to go default on maybe both of us. I don't know if we don't if they. The boards don't do something.
Well, if they don't do it this year, and it's the same thing next year, then,
And, you know, we can live without, you know, some new desks and the radios and things like that. Like, if you want to put off maintenance for another year, but then the thought is if you put it off another year, like, then we ask for it, and we're going to get it, and then it will go down the path that we were just in, and everything was in shambles. So it's hard.
It is hard.
Like, I literally.
So do the teachers, are they required to pay any portion of their benefits that
so,
they get?
So a couple of years
that's
ago, their last contract, they went from paying nothing to paying a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
They 86% is covered.
Oh.
Ryan.
Question. Ryan.
That's
yeah.
What I said. They don't come to the state.
The line items that say tuition reimbursement, that's for courses that they're taking currently. like that year.
It's for what's projected in our contract. Like you're allowed $5,000 a year tuition reimbursement.
For courses that they take now.
They don't always use it.
So well, this budget would be...
Not for courses they took 8 years ago when they went
right.
to undergrad.
Oh, no, no,
right.
No. Yeah.
So what we're budgeting now is 25, 26, what's in your contract? And not a lot of them use it? So...
Right.
But it's...
But that money doesn't stay there. It could go to...
Yeah, I understand that. I just meant I saw the two line items that were no, tuition reimbursement.
I bought curious. The clocks myself.
Oh, stop it. You did not.
I did.
Well, we're raising your taxes in this. No.
Seriously.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, does anybody have any additional questions?
But I will get that PowerPoint for the sixth grade teacher because it was an eye-opener.
Maybe I'll apply for that. Am I too old to go back to work?
No, you're not. We'd love to have you. Why don't you be our full-time sub?
Yeah. No, I don't want people yelling at me.
Okay. Anybody have any more questions?
Do you want me to go through what I have versus what you... Oh, no, you send it out, and then we can...
I'll send it out, and you can tell me.
Oh, did you want that little list? Did you understand kind of what it was?
Oh, yeah, I wrote it down.
Okay, good.
If I get it wrong, we can fix it.
And don't...
It's not that.
The school budget is very difficult, and... This is my eighth year.
Yeah, to understand.
And switching from one business administrator to another, and believing in them and trusting in them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. I appreciate you answering all the questions.
So
I know that's a lot of questions.
It's hard.
When you're looking at the amount of money that we spend, you have to.
Yeah. So we'll make up the questions, but I'm not going to give you much turnaround time.
No, we meet next
the next
Monday.
Meeting
Monday,
is Monday. And we have to give it to the school. We want to give them, you know, more than just a weekend to look at them.
Does anybody need to see them, or you want to just send them one? Is there anything to add?
If you
know what? I'll send them to you.
Yeah
and I'll. And then you can add, or because you wrote them down too.
Yeah.
So you can just add.
That's, and do you have more articles?
We have one for the renewal contract for
the Paris?
Support staff. Yeah, I think we gave them dental. So if you work, if you're considered. Like 30 hours of
yeah.
We offered them dental and
medical.
They already had medical.
Yeah, oh, they already had medical.
They wanted
disability or something.
They wanted like a longevity bonus. So like if you're there 10
it's
years, you get $1,000. It wasn't a huge request.
Yeah.
So.
And if they're good, you want to keep them. I mean, you don't want to keep
like
them.
Like five
you have
employees.
Some good. I love your assistant principal.
Does anybody? Would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I would love to make a motion to adjourn.
Katrina makes a motion. Is there a second?
I just got
a second.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Look, she probably has.